10 years ago today, the body of Seattle singer Mia Zapata was found in a vacant lot. The murder made headlines. At the time, Seattle was the popular music capital of the world. Nirvana and Pearl Jam had topped the charts, and Zapata's band, the Gits, were up and coming. The singer's murder continued to generate stories because it was never solved until this year. In January, a Cuban immigrant living in Florida was arrested and charged with a decade-old crime. As the case heads towards trial, Zapata's family and former bandmates are working to put Zapata's music back before the public. Marcy Solman of member station KUOW reports.
In July of 1993, Mia Zapata and her band The Gits were playing in clubs up and down the West Coast.
All the way from Seattle, here at the X-Ray Cafe, Portland, Oregon, to rock the house, The Gits!
Mia Zapata's father, Richard, says he never wanted his daughter to be a punk rock star. But he says Mia's enthusiasm convinced him she was serious about her music.
She said this was going to be our year. It was never my year. It was our year. We're going to succeed.
Gits were in the middle of recording a new CD, and they'd planned their first East Coast tour for that summer. But early July 7th, a Seattle streetwalker found Mia's body. The killing shocked Seattle's music community. Women organized a self-defense group called Home Alive. Seattle bands, including Pearl Jam, donated their time and their music to a fundraising CD.
This next song was written actually by Kathleen and myself. About this whole situation, take responsibility for yourself, watch your friends, watch your back.
Musicians from around the country joined in. Joan Jett teamed up with Seattle singer Kathleen Hanna. Seattle police launched a massive search for Zapata's killer. King County's senior criminal prosecuting attorney Tim Bradshaw was assigned to the case. Bradshaw says under the law, all homicide cases get the same attention, but this prosecutor has a Gits poster on his office door, and he admits Mia Zapata was special.
When you read Mia's diary and search for clues, you know, like we certainly have, you see a poet's voice and... the world obviously needs more of that, and you do get to know someone after their death, and it's can be nightmarish, actually, because you know that this life force can never contribute to anyone, and it's such a loss that if you're human, you feel it.
But after 5 years, Zapata's murder was filed away as a cold case. That was just before police across the country routinely started using new DNA technology to catch criminals. 2 years ago, Seattle homicide detectives Greg Mikesell and Richard Gagnon were assigned to review more than 300 cold cases, including Mia Zapata's. They asked the Washington State Crime Lab to test a saliva sample taken from the singer's body. It matched a DNA profile of a Cuban immigrant who'd come to the U.S. in the Mariel boat lift. He'd been arrested and released in Florida for an unrelated crime. Richard Gagnon says once he and his partner placed the man in Seattle at the time of Mia Zapata's murder, they got on a plane to Miami to track him down.
I don't believe in this stuff, but we got our luggage, and we're in the shuttle between the airport and the car rental. And I look down at my luggage, and it's got the symbol for the airport, MIA, Miami, Mia. I told Greg, I says, hey, we're onto something. She's telling us we're on the right track. And I still have that tag in my office. I'll save that till, yeah, forever, yeah.
After a week of stakeouts, the detectives arrested Jesus Mesquia and charged him with first-degree murder. Steve Moriarty, the Gits drummer, says he first heard the news from the media.
About 11 o'clock in the morning, I got a phone call from a woman in Miami, Florida, who said, hi, you don't know me, but I work for the Miami Herald. And I have it on the best authority that they have someone in custody in Florida responsible for Mia Zapata's murder. And I couldn't believe it. I mean, I was just flabbergasted. I was completely stunned, like someone hit me with a bat.
When he got the news, Moriarty had been burning Gits CDs for a friend of his. The band released only 2 albums for a tiny independent label. When the company went out of business, the records went out of print. Moriarty had been trying to get hold of the master tapes for years so he could re-release the albums.
I mean, what was most important for us, especially after Mia died, was that those records stayed in print, because that was her legacy.
Waking in a state, it's not my own. The only thing that's real is that amongst these walls, I whisper to a fear that seeps in my soul, waiting on my conscience.
Last year, the Gits finally bought back their tapes. Steve Moriarty says when they got into the studio to remix the songs, they discovered vocal tracks that Mia Zapata had recorded and never told the band about.
It was beautiful. It was haunting. It was like, wow, you know, because I've listened to every recording of Mia's voice, I had thought, and then to hear it again, you know, singing another song was just like breathtaking.
When I woke up today, I was dizzy in my brain.
Steve Moriarty says making the music available again gives him the kind of closure he hasn't found with the arrest of a murder suspect, though that has helped a little.
It doesn't bring Mia back. It doesn't make me happy. It brings me some sense of justice if he's convicted. And I can walk down the street now, in any neighborhood at any time, day or night, and look people in the eye and say, I know that you didn't do it, because for 10 years, every person that I walked by was a suspect, you know?
Sitting in the summer sunshine in a Seattle park, Mia Zapata's father, Richard, says the years since his daughter was killed have been hard. He says therapy and a sense of humor have seen him through. He doesn't listen to Mia's CDs. He prefers Sarah Vaughan and Frank Sinatra. Zapata never saw his daughter perform, but he did worry about her.
She's buried in Louisville, Kentucky, where she grew up. And once a year, I make a pilgrimage back, and I visit her grave. And at least I know where she is. I don't have to worry anymore.
Richard Zapata says when he travels, he makes a point of going to record stores to look for old Gits albums. The reissue of the group's first recording, Frenching the Bully, is now out on CD. The band's second album will be re-released in the fall. Pre-trial hearings in the Mia Zapata murder case resume this week. For NPR News, I'm Marcy Silman in Seattle.